Jerry Nunn is here. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Jer? Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You brought cake last time, and I noticed this time you didn't bring any cake.
Well, I should have brought some ribs because there's the Windy City Smokeout.
Yes.
But I got it like last minute.
Don't apologize.
I'll bring your ribs.
Bring
next
extra
time.
Next time. Okay.
Jerry Nunn is going to tell us what's going on around town, and there's a lot happening in July, isn't there?
There's a lot of concerts. This is like, we're hitting the concert season in July, so I had concert after concert.
What are the best and what are the worst?
Well, we have an interesting one to start off July 1st at Soldier Field. Kelly Clarkson and Blake Shelton.
I love her.
Together?
Yes.
Really?
And John Stewart's hosting. It's about the Warrior game, so it's raising money for veterans and service members.
Yeah.
So that's July 1st at Soldier Field.
I wonder if Gwen Stefani's going to sing a song with them. Do they ever sing together when they're on tour?
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know if she'll be around. Hopefully.
Oh. I guess she's got her own touring thing.
Yeah.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
I do, too. She's come a long way in performing, too. She's grown as a performer. Because there's times I saw her before, you know, her performances were a little sleepy and stuff, but she's come a long way. Like, she's been.
Did you ever see the film From Justin to Kelly? It's one of the most beautiful films of all time.
No, it's that one, but I know what you're talking about.
Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini. Boy, what a beautiful
film.
What
am I missing here?
When they won Idol, they made a movie.
They quickly made a movie together, and one of the greats, really.
Thanks for getting him, Jerry, because I still don't, and I've known him for a long time.
You know, Justin Guarini shows up on those commercials, those Dr. Pepper commercials, where there's a real miniature guy hawking Dr. Pepper. That's Justin Guarini.
Oh, wow.
He has to go in miniature size?
Yeah, just a little miniature size version of him.
At least he's working.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but Idol's coming back, too. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So.
Do they know who the judges are yet?
Not Simon Cowell, right?
It's not right, Simon Cowell for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely not doing
it. He's doing something
people
else.
People want it to be like Kelly Clarkson because she did the experience.
She'd be good.
They want people like that. And she was good when she was on the final season.
I love her. Yeah. I just love her.
Yeah, she has a lot of great heads.
She's very good.
And then 4th of July, of course, is happening at
fireworks.
Navy Piers, the big place to see
that. Is it the 3rd or is it the 4th? Because I know years ago it used to be on the 3rd, wasn't it?
I think so,
yes.
Yeah.
And that was confusing. Yes. It's on the 4th, Tuesday at 9:30. They even have kind of a fun VIP package down there at Navy Pier.
What does that
include?
That
you can do. You get a little VIP area. It starts at 6:30. They have barbecue and like a cash bar, but a good view.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be great.
Tickets are like $40.
Anyone who has a boat that would like to take me on it, I would like to volunteer myself.
That's a standing offer?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds nice.
I know just some boat companies, maybe.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
All
let's
right.
see. The first lady I'm kind of getting connected with. The first lady can take the first lady of radio.
Right.
Oh, my God. I love Jerry Nunn.
Yeah.
So, and then we have Taste of Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's right there on the 5th through the 9th in Grant Park. So they have some really good music acts this time, too.
Yeah, who? Talk.
So, Alicia Cara. Do you know Alicia Cara?
I don't know who that is.
She's... How did you describe
her? How should I know her?
She's got a lot of radio hits.
Yeah.
Right
Kevin,
now.
Do you know who it is?
Alicia Cara, Kevin?
Not familiar.
Kevin doesn't know her either. What kind of music is it?
It's just pop music.
Yeah.
She's got that song Scars Till You're Beautiful was her song, and then she's got a song with Zed right now that's really good.
Yeah,
I'm old.
Oh, well. She's very young too.
Zed?
No.
All right.
Okay. DJ, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a little something.
This is this is her.
Oh, I bet you love her, Bill.
No, this is too happy for me. I like sadder stuff.
If you were listening yesterday, we were going through Lana Del Rey's catalog and crying.
You said negative things about Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
This girl is, who is this? She's
Alicia Cara. Yeah, she's really, right. She's young, though. She's super young. But I started at the Chicago Theater. She's excellent.
Yeah.
What about Cafe Tacuba? Do you guys know who Cafe
Tacuba
is? Okay.
No? I have no idea.
They're like a Mexican rock band, and they're crazy.
Oh,
they're
I do know who these guys are.
Okay.
Like surf music?
Kinda, yeah.
Wait,
no.
Mexican like surf music? Really?
It's rockin'. They're great.
I might be confusing
a little bit
them
of them.
With someone else.
Oh,
what are they called again, Jerry?
Cafe Tacuba.
Cafe Tacuba?
TACVBA.
They wear masks like the wrestlers.
Yes, with the wrestlers,
yeah.
And they're crazy.
Really?
They're fun. They're really fun. Really high
Jerry,
energy.
When Wendy and I were kids, you were not allowed to cover your face if you were playing music. But now,
no, that was trick or treating.
What about Guar?
Is that true?
What about Guar?
Guar and Daft Punk, they've changed the game.
Yeah.
All right, so this is.
Yeah, that's Cafe Tacuba.
I like this.
It is surfy.
They're really good. And good outdoor music.
Yeah.
I've listened to them for a long time, but I like
All right,
I like them.
You sold me on them.
Passion Pit is another one.
Mm-hmm. That's where we go for ribs. That's my favorite rib place.
Wow, I'm shooting blanks at the Taste of Chicago. I thought they were some good
bands. Those are good
bands. OJs? What about the OJs?
Oh,
the
OJs are the Backstabbers.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Love the OJs.
The OJs, really?
Yeah. Original, the original guys? Or is it new guys?
I don't know the whole lineup, but...
I bet there's one original member. That's all they need to keep the name.
Yep.
Still, that will be a party. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's always a great time, Taste of Chicago. What about Pitchfork?
I went last year to Pitchfork. I took Michael, who was 17 at the time, to see Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I had the greatest time. I used a parking app, so I found parking. Uh-huh. We had a great time. Also, Sufjan Stevens was there as well.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I had never been before.
It's just a fun festival, even if you're not into the music. There's all kinds of food trucks.
Where is
porta potties?
Are there porta potties? Maybe I'll go.
There are.
You had me kind of thinking no, but as soon as you mentioned porta potties, I quickly changed
my
plans.
Very clean ones.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
This is at Union Park, so it's 1501 West Randolph Street. So.
I actually went out into the city.
And that's a long drive for you, Wendy.
Yeah.
So the name would imply there's some farm element to this, right? To Pitchfork?
No.
There's not.
No, Pitchfork is a music. It's a music website.
Are there devils?
No. It's just
the name really
artsy kind of music.
Yeah.
When you think of Pitchfork.
Although I don't know why it's called Pitchfork.
I mean, either.
I don't think there's really...
They have a publication. It's online.
Yeah.
Pitchfork Music. And so they've made this festival. But they have a lot of great music information
on there.
Who's
the average Pitchfork goer, would you say?
Depends who's there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brian Wilson, I have to tell you, ran the gamut of...
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, families bringing young kids, adults our age, then older, everybody singing along to every song. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check out this lineup. So this is July 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah.
So it starts on Friday night, and then it just goes all the way through the weekend. We have Solange Knowles, Beyonce's sister.
Beyonce's sister.
I've seen her perform there before, and she was really great.
Yeah.
And something interesting to see. George Clinton.
Oh man.
Former U.S. president.
No.
And the funk band.
I'm thinking of George Bush and Bill Clinton.
You've combined them.
I apologize.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, I know.
Michael's going to there.
I know those guys.
Okay. PJ Harvey.
Yeah.
Love her.
I love her. Yeah. LCD Sound System. So you have...
Look at that. And weren't they just on SNL? Am I imagining things?
I think they were.
Maybe.
What a great...
A little bit of
variety,
everything.
It's really a cool fest,
and there's different stages and some DJs and EDM stuff.
Yeah,
so it's over the whole park.
All right,
so yeah,
churros. Will there be churros?
I'm sure there will be.
All right.
They have this little area where you go in. It's like a little barn kind of thing, and just tons of things from jewelry to wallets, other leather goods, artwork. It's really cool.
They sell vinyl there, records.
They do?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot of cool art stuff.
Socks? If I wanted to buy some socks?
I'll have to look.
All right.
Look,
I bet you that you could find a pair of socks somewhere there, if not, just take someone's when they're passed out on their little blanket.
You're trying to get me in trouble. I'm not going to fall for that.
So more concerts. We have Queen is coming with Adam Lambert.
He's now the lead singer of Queen.
Yeah, he's taking it over.
Okay, but I mean, Freddie Mercury sang like an angel. It's pretty tough to...
But Adam Lambert's not trying to recreate Freddie Mercury. He's doing his own version of the songs. I heard him. They were on some show the other night, and they were really good.
Yeah.
They sounded great.
You can't replace Freddie Mercury, though.
No.
But Brian May's still a part of this, and the rest of the whole band.
Yep, they are. Yep.
Where is Queen performing?
It's United Center on July 13th.
I might have to go.
Yeah, I'm going.
That would be a good show to see.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best supergroups ever, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody to Love, the best song ever written.
Mm-hmm. Diana Ross is coming.
The original?
Yes.
No, her doppelganger.
I didn't know if they recast the role.
How old is she now?
She's
ageless,
like,
and priceless.
Is she 80?
No, she can't be.
70 something.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet come on, Mick Jagger is 70-something, isn't he? I'll look it up. But Diana Ross, without the Supremes, of course, correct?
No more Supremes.
Right, just her.
Yeah,
no She's
more
got
Pips
enough hits.
Either.
Yeah, no.
No Pips, no Supremes.
I think Gladys Knight is coming, though. Yeah, there's
Gladys, the casino. Had the Pips.
Yeah.
So,
but she saw a doctor, and she's fine now. They took care of it.
This is at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, but I've seen Diana perform out there, and she was a
good
blast.
Show. Yeah,
and I got to meet her afterwards.
73.
Is she 73?
Yeah.
Okay. What was she like, Jerry? Diana Ross.
She had a bony back. I remember that.
Oh,
I had
my arm around her.
Yeah, I had my arm around her.
Yeah,
and she had a bony. She's skin and bones. That lady.
How about that?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
All right,
but that's fair. Yeah. So
but was she nice? I would like to hear.
Super nice. Okay. I wish I could hang out longer and blah, 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 you know.
So did you say, as you were leaving, despite your bony back,
have a sandwich.
Turned out to be a very nice lady? You should throw that in there.
I know.
I didn't know what to make of you, Miss Ross, because your back is so bony. But as it turned out, I had a very nice time.
Right.
She's a phenom, man. She is.
Diana Ross?
Yeah. I bet that would be a really great show.
It's a really happy concert. She's got so many upbeat, happy songs.
Yeah, right.
You know, so talk. Maybe you wouldn't like it because it's not so happy.
No, if it's Diana Ross, I give in to that.
Okay.
I would go to see that.
Yeah, so that was.
And then I'd see Lana Del Rey the next day just to make everything even again.
To bring it down. Yeah. Yep. Okay, got it.
That's your bipolar music schedule.
Right. Bipolar Fest.
Golly.
I'm going to that this year. I'm happy and sad about it at the same time, Wendy.
There's also Windy City Smokeout that I mentioned about the ribs. The food is really good. That's July 14th to the 16th.
Mm.
That's at 560 West Grand Avenue. It's this whole area over there. They rent from us, actually.
How many restaurants will be representing this year?
I think I counted probably at least 30.
Yeah.
There's Bub City, Lily's Q, Pappy's Smokehouse, and it's country artists. So it's Jake Owens, Kip Moore, and Lee Bryce, which I'm not super familiar with all those guys, but... It's
How does it feel
time?
To not be familiar with the music that Jerry Nunn mentions on our
this
show?
This is what we. This is our experience, Jerry. We have to look it up all the time.
Yeah, see, I'm walking in your shoes.
So it's all country music, or is there mostly country music?
Yeah,
it's all country music.
All
why can't you enjoy some barbecue and not have country music?
I bet
you could.
It just goes hand in hand. I mean, I'm from Tennessee, and we had, you know, barbecue is phenomenal down there.
You got some good Q in Tennessee.
Yeah, goes together. I don't know how that got started.
All right.
Johnny Cash? I don't know.
Johnny Cash started this.
Maybe he was in a barbecue. I don't know.
Cash and Carry. What was his restaurant?
He had a restaurant called? I didn't know that. Thanks, Wendy. Didn't know that.
You're welcome. What else we have? We have Ravinia Festival has been having a lot of great acts.
Yes.
You noticed that?
Hit some of the names.
Okay, so we have One Republic with Fits in the Tantrums.
I love both of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Love One Republic, love Fits in the Tantrums.
Yep, that's the 14th and 15th.
They're on my iPod, and they're both thrilled to be there.
I think they've just called and said, please take us off.
No.
Fits are, they're so nice.
Aren't they great?
And yeah, I've been on their little
They are bus. Good. I actually know who they are.
Yeah, they're fun. Sheryl Crow is going to be there.
I like
July
her.
7th.
She's awesome.
We like some Sheryl Crow. She has a new album, but not getting a lot of radio play, but I love some Sheryl.
You know, she's not. What happened? Is there just no station that will believe in her anymore? Why isn't she on the radio more often?
I think she crossed over into country a little bit, and then it just kind of it's hard to get back.
So a country star can cross over to pop music, and everybody's accepting of that, but when a pop star goes into country, then there's problems?
They have trouble.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What is country now, though? Because honestly, you have your, you know, Hank Williams and your Johnny Cash, but country today is very pop music to me, anyway.
Look at Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then Blondie and Garbage. It's July
22nd. Man, that's a great show.
That's at Ravinia.
I saw Debbie Harry with Blondie at House of Blues maybe 2 years ago. Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's still got it. Her voice is awesome.
Good voice.
Dancing, like really into it. Just really fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend that.
And their new music's really good, actually.
Their old stuff is good. Their new stuff is good. She really, I think if you're looking at the voices that just have remained great over the years, you got to put Debbie Harry in that group, right?
Mm-hmm,
she sounds so good.
Yeah, such an icon.
All right.
Yeah.
When's Santana coming? Santana is coming too to Ravinia. These are some quality acts all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's worth the trip to go up to Highland Park.
Yeah.
And it is a trip. I will say that.
It's an experience.
August 11th is Santana and 12th.
And Blondie's July 12th. 22nd.
We'll talk to you about that next month for the August thing. But
okay, right.
When
right.
is Blondie? July?
July 22nd. Yeah, I just focused on the July people.
Perfect.
Since we're talking about July.
The first. Jerry, did you know this? Debbie Harry was the first rapper. Did you know that?
Oh, right. She had the rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Wendy? It's true.
Actually, if you want to credit someone with the very first rap song, I would give it to Bob Dylan.
Really?
And the Subterranean Homesick Blues. Can you get that going, Kevin?
Because I always thought it was her. Was it Rapture where there's a one where she started
eating
rapping?
Cars and yeah. eating bars, and then everyone is. Cars.
No one knows what it means.
You just got through some words together.
But listen to this Bob Dylan song, because honestly, I think this was the first rap song ever.
Let's hear. Let's see if this is true or not.
It's got a rap beat.
A little bit.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a paid man thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge out.
This is rap. It's very rap to me. He's just whipping out the lyrics.
It sounds
country rap.
Yeah,
folky rap.
It's so right. Reynolds rap. It's somewhere. It's like a mixture of all those kind of.
Uh huh. All together.
Right.
Wrapped up together.
So you say I originally said Debbie Harry was the first rapper, but you're going to go Bob Dylan.
I think that's a good rap song.
I'm going to go Al Jolson.
Good for you.
He's the first rapper. Get some Al Jolson on. Kevin, I want to see.
Kevin work over there.
I know. He's sweating bullets. All right.
He's like, what's
Although,
that?
Wasn't there rap before Blondie did Rapture?
I've heard from several people in the music business that was the beginning.
I want to hear the people you've talked to.
They say that was the very first time that there was rap music, was the song Rapture by Blondie.
Played on the radio.
So yeah.
Really?
So I don't know.
I don't know. When does Rapper's Delight? I'm completely
thinking of that. That would have been after.
79, actually, Rapper's Delight.
79 was?
I picked it up, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who else, Jerry? I'm sorry.
That's okay. We have... what else? We have the Riedo Fest. Have you ever heard of that?
What is that?
So it's kind of like the Latino Lollapalooza.
Oh.
So it's in Pilsen.
Yeah.
It's at the Adams Medill Park, July 7th to 9th.
Who's performing? I bet Wendy and I know all these bands.
I bet you know all these
bands. I bet we get every one of these.
Julieta Venegas.
Yep.
I love her.
Andale.
Molotov, which is like a Mexican punk band.
Oh.
And Bomba Estéreo. There's just some great.
Don't know the names, but
it would be great music.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. So it's good to hear some music like that. I like the variety that we have in Chicago.
Boy, it's amazing, isn't it?
Every type of music.
Everybody's represented.
Absolutely.
When is Albanian Fest? I'm going to go this year. Every year I say I'm going to go, and I never go. This is the year.
I did want to mention, I'm very excited about Jane Fonda coming to town this
month. Is she really?
In July. Yeah, she's coming July 29th.
To host a workout at the lakefront?
I just got her workout tape, Wendy. It's fantastic.
My son bought it at a Goodwill. I said on LP, I said, why did you get this? He goes, I don't know, I just wanted to have it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
She looked beautiful.
Made the right move.
She still does.
She does. She looks great.
What brings her to town?
So it's the International Film Festival. They're giving an award to her.
Yeah.
At the Radisson Blue Aqua, July 29th.
Yeah.
So she's going to do the red carpet. I'm so excited because I've interviewed Dolly and Lily, but I've never gotten Jane.
Yeah, the whole triad now.
So now
the
I will
hat
have
trick.
Jane, and I will be so excited.
Oh, that'll
so
be great.
Happy. Do you get nervous when you get some big name like that? Seriously, Jane Fonda.
I'm just so excited. I can't even get past that. She used to be so controversial, but she's mellowed out.
Yeah.
I know, but in a way, do you ask her about that? I mean,
she'll talk about it. She
is
still
pretty
talks
free
about it.
Yeah. To speak about that.
Did you ever see Barbarella?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was so fun.
Have you seen Barbarella?
Not all parts of it. Not all parts of her either. Jeez, Lord.
It's a weird movie, but it's really
skunk.
Fun.
Didn't she have like a skunk costume on? It was kind of cool.
More jumpsuit of armory.
Yeah,
kind of.
There was a lot of that.
Armor bikini.
Yeah. And that's the movie that Duran Duran got its name from, because
right.
There's a character, an angel named Duran Duran.
Yes. Yeah.
And
Easy Alan Hunter and Behind the Music. God.
He knows he's fun facts.
So proud
there's,
of you.
There's a lyric in the song, one of my all-time music lyrics of all time, in the theme song for Barbarella. These are the lyrics. Ready? Barbarella, psychedela, wrapped up in a taco shell of love. Is that not that's as beautiful as music could ever get?
That's rap right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was the first rap song.
The winner is Barbarella.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying that Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang was the first very, very first rap song.
I thought that was.
Cool. I think it might have been the first rap song that was called rap. Right. I think like when Debbie Harry did it, nobody knew what it was, right?
And I think there was other like, you know, songs that featured guys like Afrika Bambaataa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no one was qualifying it as rap just yet. They were trying to figure out what exactly was going on, I think. I think. All right.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, so excited about that. And then there's a new Cirque show. I always talk about the Cirque shows.
Oh, I've seen ads for this. I don't know. What's the name?
Cirque Luzia.
Yeah.
What?
Cirque Luzia.
It's
it's their tribute to the state of Louisiana.
And that's inspired by Mexico.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. And they're going to have acrobatic water routines, all kinds of, you know, fun.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Stuff like that.
They're always good.
They're always
Cirque
good.
Cirque du Soleil.
July 21st through September 3rd at United Center. Okay. At the Big Tent. You know when they do the Big Tents out there?
They'll do it out there.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Jerry, a lot of stuff coming up in July.
Yeah.
And where do we follow you to keep up to date on all this stuff?
NunOnTheRun.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
The next time we see
you,
I imagine you and Jane Fonda will be married.
We might be. I'll bring you the picture.
Whatever happens, happens. Thanks, Jerry. We'll take a quick break. Stick around.
Thanks, Jerry.
It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.